as you first ran, what is your campaign slogan? Norick means business. Norick means business. Mm-hmm. And that made sense to a lot of people because of your business background. Right. And that must have played well for you.
Yeah, my whole campaign spiel was I didn't have any agenda. I didn't have any preconceived notion of what I was going to do. I didn't know a lot about city government. Probably no more than any citizen, other than maybe a little bit when my dad talked to me. But like I say, he isn't the type of person that's going to come in and sit down and try to tell me how to do things. I did talk about business. I had built a business involved with my family. I'd built two plants. I'm the one that took the initiative on that, one in North Carolina and one in Vegas, and used industrial revenue bonds through the state. First industrial revenue bonds to ever be issued to a private company in North Carolina was issued to us. In Shelby County, it was a new law they had passed, and this would have been in 1976. So I had experience in economic development, not only in our own state, but two other states. We had 450 people working for us, kind of all over the country, so I was used to dealing with people, but I didn't know anything about the city or the budget or anything else. Just kind of got in like you do in campaigns. You kind of get into the campaign, you get into the fever and the mode and everything that's going on, and pretty soon you're elected, and then you go, what do I do now? You know? It's kind of like that dog chasing that truck. He caught it. Now what happens?
I suppose there were, that first term, many issues, but there was a sales tax measure that was defeated.
See, there was one defeated in 88, just after I came in, that had to do with a dedicated police and fire tax that we wanted to put through.
Was it 88? Is that the election you're talking about?
I do not have the data on that, but it was the fourth one to fail since 1983.
We didn't have any elections pass as far as bond issues from 76 to 89, except for one minor bond issue. Everything else was defeated. So we had a period of about 13 years that we weren't getting anything passed as far as GO bonds or anything like that. And of course, like all other city budgets, struggling, especially struggling here coming out of the oil bust and then the banking bust, Penn Square and all that in the early 80s. So one of the proposals we'd put forward was that we would do a dedicated police fire tax. It was a 3/4 cent tax to be dedicated for police and fire. And just prior to the vote, I mean, within 2 or 3 days, the city manager came out and said that if the citizens don't pass the tax, that he'll be laying off policemen and firemen, which was not true. Well, the tax got defeated. It wasn't too long after that that the city manager got defeated. He was moved out. He presented his budget to the city, and we rewrote it one night, about 11 o'clock at night, and he decided he didn't like it. He went his way, and I was happy, and he was happy. But that really was kind of the start of the end for him when he came out and made a statement that was totally untrue. We weren't going to lay off police and fire. We were going to basically use this money to hire new police and fire, new equipment, and so forth.
The newspaper, they were supportive of the bond issues or not?
Yes, they've always been supportive of all of them. I don't recall, because I wasn't in office in the 70s and early 80s, why they were defeated. But obviously, I think any time an election is defeated, like a bond issue or sales tax in our case, it's because the people don't understand what you're trying to ask them to do. I've found that the voters in Oklahoma City, if you put forth a realistic proposal, whatever it is, and explain it to them, and it needs to be simple. The old KISS, you know, keep it simple, stupid, and that's for me and everybody else. People want to do good things. But if people don't understand a proposition or whatever it is, they're going to vote no. And I don't blame them. If I don't understand what they're asking me to vote for on a ballot, unless I have heard somebody talk about it, my tendency is to vote no myself if I don't understand it. So I think some of those propositions, they weren't promoted right. They weren't explained to the public right. So as a consequence, they had about 12, 13 years that no bond issues of any type were being passed in Oklahoma City. Part of it is because of the economic time with the oil bust and the banking bust. You know, people weren't in any moods to tax themselves. No. You know, that's just something you just weren't going to do right back then.